Konnichiwa, Mina, and welcome to Yokoyama's Top Scores. I'm your host, T. Sakura, and we got a great show ahead of you guys. Got three good things to review. First off, I'd like to apologize for last week for not having a show up. To tell you the truth, I got very interested in the manga I was reading. I couldn't put it down. And plus, it's almost finals for my college, so it's been a little hectic, so I'm really sorry about that one. Well, this week we have a anime versus manga, and that one is going to be Naruto. Since a lot of the parents, a lot of my friends, our parents and kids who like anime have been asking, is Naruto a good one or not? Luckily, my friend had bought in the first half of the first season, so I was able to watch the whole half of the first season and read the manga which I bought. So we're getting a good review on both of those. Also in manga, I have Hikaru no Go, what I'll be doing, from Shogun Jump, of course. That's what I've been working on, is the Jump magazines to meet all my characters in the Jump Ultimate Stars game. And for games, I'll be doing Elebits. Well, let's go ahead and get started. As you can tell by the music, Naruto. Yes, I finally saw it. And I have to say, I was very, very impressed. A well-balanced action and comedy. Not shy about having blood, ninjas, shinobi. Oh wait, I just said the same word. And other fun stuff in it. Well, be frank about Naruto. It is good to be able to get the manga and the anime. The anime actually follows the manga quite well. At times, I like the translation in the manga better, because there's a few times to where it's better. Well, Naruto is 13 up, for good reasons, because there's a lot of fight scenes in it, there is some blood. There's some crude humor in there every once in a while, and then there's Naruto's infamous attack, the Ninja Centerfold, where he morphs, transforms into a naked, beautiful young woman to defeat his opponent. Good news is, if you have a card up to where you do not see anything, though you know what you're seeing, they always have smoke in front of it, so it's covered. The manga, however, doesn't have as much smoke as the anime, so the manga has a little bit more brief nudity than the anime does, but when it comes to the two, personally I would say I like the manga more, just because of what I said, I like the translation a little bit better, they can kind of get more of a story into it, as always, and of course, the anime is always fun because, well, you get to see your characters in action, you get to see if they can pick the right voices for the right characters in the English translation, which I have to say, in this one they did a really nice job of selecting the English voices for the characters. And apparently, we actually have a classic character who's in there. The voice actor who plays Spike from Cowboy Bebop actually appears in this one as one of the enemies. So I was excited about that. Well, what is Naruto about? Well, Naruto is about, in the world there are there's four ninja villages, and they live in the village hidden in the leaves. And Naruto has been training hard in the ninja academy to graduate to become a full-fledged shinobi. And for all of you out there who don't know, shinobi is translated to ninja. And Naruto happens to be a complete idiot and class clown. And after circumstances happening, Naruto was able to graduate. After making a complete fool when he failed the test the first time. Later on, of course, you know, after he gets his team, teams up with Sakura and Soyaki. I believe is his name. Let me check real fast, because I know I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, or even saying it completely and utterly wrong. Okay. Uchiha Sasuke is his name. And he happens to be the prince of the academy. All the girls are raving about him. Interesting. Naruto hates him with a passion. What happens? He gets him on his team. And at least he got with the girl of his dreams, with Sakura. And that's basically how the story starts off. They go into missions to, well, ninja missions. They have to. And Naruto gets to show off how idiotic he is, but also how good fighter he is. All in all, what age group should this be? Well, it says say 13 up for good reason, because it's just like they're going through, you know, a general thing. And the manga is T plus, which is basically T plus is basically 15 up, 16 up, I believe. Well, with the anime, I could say probably about 10 years old would be okay. If they watch Dragon Ball Z uncut, then it's okay. All in all, I recommend buying both versions. If you're into reading more than anything, then definitely go with the manga. Amazing, absolutely amazing story. I was very impressed with it the whole time while reading it. Laughing most of the time, and then when you get into the fights, you know, you're just like holding your breath and everything. Plus that also, Naruto's team has a professor who's an idiot. He's always laid back and looks like he's completely and utterly weak, but is always on guard. And basically just plays around with his students when they think that they can beat him. Really, he was just playing around with them. Such as while they're doing their first real test with their sensei, he starts reading his little book while people start attacking him. And doesn't pay much mind to them. So, the types of comedy like that, to where it's fun, and everything. It's a really good one. And don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything to all of you out there, but basically that's what Naruto is about. Is it a good one? Definitely. I highly recommend it. I give it a 5 out of 5 because the balance of comedy, action, and fighting are very, very well balanced, and you will enjoy it the whole way through, both the manga and the anime. Luckily, Fizz is its dubber, I should say, I guess, the company that owns it here in the United States, and they do a really nice translation and dubbing, so we got lucky with that one. Moving on to our next one. What are we talking about? Hikaru no Go. Now, Hikaru no Go is a manga about the game of Go. In our, over here in the United States, it would be the game of five in a row. Now, this is very interesting because you think, oh, yay, another Bobby Fischer movie. I'll hate to the movie, I don't gonna like this. Well, frankly, Searching for Bobby Fischer was a good movie. Very intense and a good movie. This is no exception. This is about Go. And do we have a smart kid who out of nowhere learns how to play Go and is able to destroy everyone? No, actually, we don't. Instead, actually, when he's up with his friend, crowd. I don't have the manga with me, so I don't have all the names. He's with his friend up in his grandfather's attic, and he finds a Go board. Looks really old, so he thinks, I can get some money out of this. Are you sure that's okay? Oh, Grandpa won't mind. He doesn't even know what this probably is. So, all of a sudden he looks at it, it's like, hey, can you see all the blood on it? It looks like blood. His friend, of course, don't try to scare me, okay? It's creepy enough out here. I'm not joking. Look, there's blood all over. Can't you see it? Uh-huh. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a ghost pops out of the Go board and scares him half to death, and he passes out. Later on in the manga, we found this ghost. Let me see if I can actually get the name for you. This next ghost happens to be Fujiwara no Sai, or commonly known as Sai. And so it happens that Sai, under circumstances, killed himself back in the Edo era and has been trapped in the Go Horde. And now is freed and basically travels around with Hikaru. And what happens is, you know, Hikaru doesn't like Go. But the ghost, however, does. It is egging him on, please, let's play. You know, to where after he says, no, I'm not gonna play Go anymore. I hate Go. I don't ever want to play Go. And Ghost's 1,000 years of built-up sorrow makes him really, really sick. And he goes, okay, please don't be sorry. I'll go play. And it starts off from there. Really intense. It's amazing about how intense it can make a comic. I'm saying comic now, please mind me, I know it's a manga, I'm just saying it as this. A comic, or a pictured cell book, full of pictures, mind you, of a game of Go, but making it extremely exciting, to where you want to see what's going to happen. That's how this manga is, surprisingly good, and while you're reading it, you're just like, my heart was racing the whole time. I can't believe that. It was just as intense as Kijinomura. That's how intense this book can get. Now, later on in the storyline, he runs into several extremely well-known and famous Go players. Happens to be, one of the Go players is a boy matching his age. Let's see if they give me his name. I'm sorry. I do not see his name. Okay, like I said, unfortunately, I just got done reading the manga, and I loaned it to my friend. I got her hooked on the mangas too. So I don't have the name, but he runs into this boy, who he goes and plays with, and even the person at the Go station, or the play space that you pay to go play Go. Check that fight, that's fast. And the receptionist is just like, are you sure about that? I think his name is Akino. Don't quote me on that. But, He's just a beginner, you know, tries to tell a boy, hey, you don't want to play him, you're going to waste him. And after a short match, he's still leaving the reception, he's like, no, he's kind of smiling, okay. And he's just like, well, I guess I'll see you guys later. That was pretty fun. Walks out. She's all just like, well, here, take this. Hands him a slip for a tournament. And everyone's just like, oh, no way. Kino has lost. Everyone's been shocked. Because to this day, none of the adults have ever been able to beat this kid. And this kid, who, after that, the receptionist is literally like, that's not possible. He's never even played a game before. This is his first time. And of course, you know, after the kid is lost for the first time ever to someone his own age, finding out the kid has never played a game of Go, not only does she kill him by stabbing him through the heart with a knife, but she rips off his head and limbs while he's still alive and feeds him to a bunch of sharks, basically. That's probably how the kid felt. Because he's trying to figure out, okay, how do I lose? This is weird. This kid's really good. All of a sudden, he's a beginner? No way! I feel the same way if I went against someone on James Bond GoldenEye, never played the game and were to utterly defeat me. So I honestly can feel how this kid would feel. And that's basically how the rivalry begins between these two. The story continues on with more great matches and amazing things. But strange things start occurring. Hikaru is beginning to like Go. He's beginning to understand Go. Or could it just be a fluke? Within the first manga, you got a great storyline and great battles. You can literally just say it like that. Great battles in the storyline. Within the first manga, you'll be hooked. If you're not hooked, then it's not a manga for you. But I can guarantee you, if you liked the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer, this manga is a must-buy for you. Guaranteed, it is definitely a good one. It's just as good as reading a sports one. I definitely gave it a 5 out of 5 and worth buy. After I read a few more of the first mangas, I'm definitely going to pick up the second one. And the good news is, Fizz Animation is bringing us the anime to United States soon. And I'll see if I can pick that up from Atomic Comics, because I would like to see the anime as well. And that is our manga review of Hikaru no Go. Now moving on to games. Well, I was able to play Elebits, the Wii's title, which is Lily is an arcade shooter, with a few twists and things that they did on this game. What is it about? Well, first of all, it starts off, you're this kid who won't go to bed, you're just like teasing your dad, please, one more book, your dad's like, okay, you little turd, I'll read you one more book, but you're going to sleep after this. So you start reading a book to him. And the book is about Elebits. You're this child whose parents study Elebits like crazy, and you feel alone. That your parents love the Elebits more than they love you. All of a sudden, there's a blackout. What to do? What am I going to do? Oh well, everything will be fine. I'll just go watch my show. You'll be on soon. What? Why is the TV not working? The boy wonders. Then he realizes, oh, that's right, blackout. How am I gonna get the TV to work? Elebits. Ugh, I hate those things. I'm not gonna touch them with my own hand. How am I gonna get them? I know, I'll use my dad's capture gun. Elebits are your mind. And that's basically how it starts off. That now you're this boy who has a capture gun, who will now go collect Elebits to power up his TV for he can watch it. Now you think, oh, that's so sweet. The game's not gonna be that hard, is it? Think again. This is a really fun game for kids of all ages. And it's up to four players, and it literally is, it's almost kinda like playing Legend of Zelda: The Four Swords, to where you guys would beat the tar out of each other to see who would get as many shards as possible, and this one is no exception. Whoever gets the most elements wins the multiplayer. But here's the most unique part of the whole game. Your gun also can levitate things. That's cool. You can completely trash the house and environment that you're in. I was in the first level is your room, and of course you have a timer. Unfortunately, I hate timers. You had to get to have fun for like 5 minutes finding Elebits. Now, Elebits themselves are creatures of energy. That's what they are. And I don't know how many Elebits there are, because they're kind of like Pokemon to where you can collect, capture as many Elebits as possible. You can go in and see each different type, what they're called, you know, what they look like, and all that. And here's the very unique thing about it. These creatures' bodies are of energy. They are so squishy and soft that they can hide under a book. Literally. They can hide inside your Legos, they can hide in anything. And so that's what you have to do. You have to literally lift up everything, move anything, anything possible to find yourself an element. Also, when you turn on electronical devices, they pop out, giving you more elements to capture. And able to beat the level, you have to get a certain amount of watts, or capture so many elements to generate a certain amount of watts. After you do that, you have beaten the level. The game itself is very unique, and actually very fun. It's good. People I was talking with, some of the gamers, predict this game to be kind of like Pikmin. Nobody ever bought Pikmin. No one wanted Pikmin. It was so stupid. It was the dumbest thing ever in the world. This is close from the people. I've never played the game, so I don't know. All of a sudden, everyone wants Pikmin. Everybody loves Pikmin. It's impossible to find. Its value skyrocketed. from like a $5 used game to like, I think it's like $20 used now. This is the type of game that we believe it's going to happen to. Because the game itself is a very fun one, and it's just going to be fun. Let your kids play it. You're going to be able to mess up a room without getting in trouble. They'll probably have to kick you off the system just to get a chance to play too. So I highly recommend it for the family. It's good. It is for all ages. I give it a 4 out of 5. Mainly the 4 because there could have been a few more things they could have done with it, such as taking out the timer. The timer is what really makes me to put it down the furnace. I hated the timer because you don't have enough time to really turn on everything. So I don't like the timer on this game. That's the only downside. Otherwise, the controls are really well done. Well, that's for this week on our reviews. I hope you guys enjoyed them. Well, the good news is, with the site, tcpros.watsuyami.com, I'm updating it regularly. Later tonight, I will update the site to where we'll have, I believe, almost 8 to 10 new reviews on there. Including a review for Bo, which I will be doing a review on next week, and having fun with that one. So keep an eye out. I will update every week and every once in a while during the week sometimes, but every week I'll have at least 6 new reviews every week now. So guys, thanks for listening, and remember, score big, score loud, and be heard. This is T. Sakura saying sayonara and ciao.